as your Archangel Michael, I stand in your midst this morning to charge the blue fire radiance of Almighty God into the atmosphere of the earth, around America, especially her southern border, and into the lives of the initiates of the sacred fire. Dearest ones, your president has spoken. And even if you do not revere the man himself, you must acknowledge the office and the words of the one who resides within it. As one who represents the people, and as one who stands in honor to defend this people. In answer to the calls of the righteous in America and throughout the world, I come at the behest of the Lord God, and I weave a divine curtain of blue fire radiance, 70 feet tall, throughout the southern, the northern, the eastern, and the western borders of this nation, as a sacred nation, indivisible, under God, created by conscious ones, sponsored by the Ascended Masters, in order to bring the light of freedom, justice, equanimity, liberty to all of its citizens. Dearest ones, it is a time of reckoning within this nation, especially within the leadership in the three branches in Washington, D.C., and throughout the 50 states of this union. Those who do not stand with God, backing the will of God, the voice of God, often spoken through the president, must, blessed ones, acknowledge that which is manifesting now through this action of light that I bring on behalf of the Lord God. For simultaneously with the anchoring of this light around this nation, there is also an action of cosmic justice descending into every state, every capital, every city, village, and town, and even into every habitation. And where justice reigns in the hearts of the righteous, acknowledged within those who look to the one eternal God for their source of inspiration, light, and truth, this action accelerates God consciousness, Christic awareness, holy beingness within heart, head, and hand. And where those who do not acknowledge the one eternal God abide, there is an action of the cleaving asunder of the real from the unreal. And this will ultimately result in a quaking within the soul to come into alignment with holy purpose, divine truth, and that which is real within and without. Many have cried out to the Lord Yeshua, your Jesus, and to the Lord God Almighty 4. Dispensations of grace for this nation and her people. And I come in answer to many who have sacrificed, given their all, and become truly spiritual warriors of light, invoking that light through their prayers day and night, sometimes even into the wee hours of the night. And precious ones, I also bring a dispensation from the Lords of Karma for the protection of the physical temple, the mind, the heart, the soul, the very being of this President of the United States. And I say those who continue to decry and to curse this man, even the one recently elected who used a terrible profanity publicly denouncing and calling for this one to be removed from office, now receives the return current of that curse, that darkness, that black energy. And therefore, there is instantaneous return, dearest ones, to those, especially in the media, who are not the righteous, who are not visionaries of the Spirit, who are not invested in truth and the victorious way of the living Christ, the living Logos. And this action from the great central sun and from the altar of Almighty God manifests now as a blue fire radiance and even what some have called cosmic judgment. Yes, dearest ones, the hand of the Lord God through his emissaries, the archangels and the archei, and the Lord Christ descends in this hour. And this action cannot be stopped. It cannot be mitigated. And therefore there will also be, if necessary, a shaking and a quaking within this nation as the righteous first are tested to see of what metal they are made, and then the unrighteous bound and the fallen angels remanded to a place where they will receive justice at the hands of the 24 elders and cosmic councils of light. Dearest ones, you have prayed, you have sacrificed, you have given and striven and decided that you will stand firm in your resolve to support the work of the Great White Brotherhood in this hour. And so the Great White Brotherhood answers, and there is this action early this morning, so that all may realize what is truly transpiring. And there is also an exposure of elements of the deep state. And the karmic born says, God's will shall prevail. God's light shall proceed. Thus far and no farther. Thus far and no farther. Thus far and no farther. Woe, woe, woe unto you, O unrighteous souls, who have attempted to manipulate the laws of this land to your own ends, and that the deep state. It has no power, it has no power, it has no power over the will of God manifesting within this nation of light. O America, mend your ways. O citizens of this great nation, come into alignment with the light of the living Christ, Jesus, the Son of God. Know his reality, know his truth, know his love for you, O soul. Be lifted up out of the domains of darkness and the astral plane of illusion, and receive impeti of light from your own God self in order to proceed swiftly to your own victory in the light. Now the Solar Lords and the Chohans of the rays stand also to support this action of light. And as you, dearest ones, also choose to stand in this very moment, there is an anointing of spiritual fire. Please stand. There is an anointing of spiritual fire upon you if you choose to accept this initiation, so that your words spoken clearly, your words spoken powerfully, your words spoken in the truth of the living Christ, our realities are manifesting in this moment, in time and space, through your voices upturned and raised in honor of the Christ. Do you accept this initiation, beloved and precious ones?
Yes.
Watch your words, for they are realities. And accept the word made manifest within you, now and forever. Thank you. Please be seated. Yes, blessed ones, I have raised my voice. And though some may think that I am angry, no, I am simply manifesting the living word, causative of planetary change, brought forth through dispensation and grace, through a messenger of light who has himself surrendered to this office for a holy purpose, for continuing revelation, and for graces and mercies to manifest through this cosmic work of this hour. Many an ascended master, including those who have ascended recently, who have walked within this activity, stand to support the expansion of the light through your work and service. And therefore, abundance is coming, precious ones, dispensations, because of your civility, your humility, and your steadfast discipline will come, I aver. And because you have stood firm in your resolve to support this mission, you are the beneficiary of the grace and the accelerated transmutation of your personal karma and of that portion of planetary karma that you have been responsible for mitigating through your calls to us, including the violet transmuting singing flame. Saint Germain would give you this day his prophecy for 2019 through 2022 in glyphs of light, in quips, enigmatic, and yet which you may discern and decipher through your own Christ consciousness. These are meant to stir you to give calls for mitigation of what could occur if current events and streams from karmic entanglements of the past would be objectified through the free will choices of mankind, especially within America. We see the handwriting on the wall. We have warned you time and time again, even for years and decades, to beware, to prepare, and most importantly, to be awake and alert to the signs of the times and within the atmosphere of the earth. Those who are quickened unto the Spirit see clearly through the miasma of what has transpired beyond what your media purports to be true. You read between the lines. You intuit through your own attunement with your God presence. And because of the alacrity of your minds, you have seen far beyond what most mortals see. And this reality of God beingness projected through your third eye in alignment with the great silent watchers and the visionaries of the Spirit in heaven has co-created a perfected matrix that yet remains in the etheric plane to be realized by the conscious choices of mankind. This day, because of this action of blue fire radiance, there is an acceleration of this action of vision for the fulfillment of your collective mission, dearest ones. It is an enfiring of the cosmic grid. It is a divine empowerment of your spirits. And as I have shared, it is an anointing of your very souls. Therefore, use this dispensation wisely, carefully, and utilize every tool within your spiritual toolkit to continue to aver the truth, to declare what is real, what is of God, and to deny those who decry your work, your service, and that of this president, his administration, even if at times it seems outwardly that there may be chaos in its manifesting. Dearest ones, what is chaos? It is simply transformational change manifesting in various dimensions that are being outplayed through frequencies morphing here and there within the greater atmosphere of life, within the present moment of your perception. Yet in reality, chaos, even as you have beheld it, is a part of a higher divine order, co-created by the One with those sons and daughters of God who know themselves as virtuous and holy, who participate in the ongoing creation of light through their free will experiences. If you knew how powerful your choices were in the objectification of God's will within your domain, dearest ones, you would be more assertive and affirmative in action daily by utilizing every resource available to you to make God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Yet you often settle for less. You say, woe is me, I feel powerless to act this day. And yet, dearest ones, right around you are many ascended beings, angels of the sacred fire, just waiting for you to make that call, to acknowledge their presence, and to send them into the denizens of darkness to clear away the cobwebs of unreality and evil, and to sustain God's grace, God's power, God's divine majesty in those domains. Therefore, utilize the science of the spoken word day and night, night and day. Let the truth manifest upon your lips through your words, and let that sword, the two-edged sword of the sacred word, go forth, go forth, go forth through you, precious ones, as this action of cosmic energy, because as co-creators, as sons and daughters of God, it is your right to co-create with the Lord, Him, Herself. Now the Blessed Mary comes on this Wednesday to heal the schisms within the minds of many who have fallen in awareness to accept a reality that truly is not divine. Many are innocent in the sense that they have simply accepted what the media projects. And therefore, Mary comes to clear the air, to clear the vision center of thousands, especially the young, the impressionable, and those who believe the lie that has been offered. And through a grace of both Virginia and Omega, there is an action this day also of divination, as it were, to bring forth a new vision of spirit within the minds of these, so that they may see the truth, so that they may know the truth, and so that that truth shall set them free from these veils of darkness. Clear, clear, clear the unreality that has been purported by the so-called mainstream media. Clear, clear, clear the miasma, the astral illusion and delusion. Even as a great being of light, Melchizedek himself, stands forth and radiates such great white light within the earth that none can deny the logoic power and majesty of God's beingness manifest through him. Those in the media who continue to purport untruth must give answer now and mend their ways, else their days will be shortened swiftly within their so-called work to remove the scourge of their lies. So it is. So it now occurs. I will stand in the Senate and the House chambers until the will of God manifests. Some will see me, some will feel my presence. All will know within their souls what is transpiring, though they may not outwardly be aware of this action. And all who will respond and bend the knee to God's holy will shall be supported, and those who do not will receive a different type of mercy. Judgment. Yes, there is a day of reckoning. That day is today, January 9th, 1919. I, Michael, have spoken on behalf of the Lord God. My words ring true. Now, O mankind, obey that will and be raised up in the light of God that always and ever prevails. I thank you.